Thank you for that wonderful prayer, dear brother. Sure miss Brother Gary. Brother Gary, if you're listening, we love you. It's been such a pleasure to drive up here today in anticipation of praising the Lord with my brothers and sisters. We have such a good God. He is such a wonderful God that sees us through, takes care of us. Our dear brother prayed that we thank Him for the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth, the way, and the life. It's a wonderful thing that God has given His Son, that we have an example in this life to follow. You know, the more I read the scriptures, there are so many things in this book. So many treasures, so many delightful thoughts and truths that God has given us. I think about those verses in the 11th chapter of Romans, where it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever." The more we grasp that in our souls, and know that God is God, the happier we are in this life. We experience His kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. Not heaven itself, but the kingdom of heaven. It's not low here or low there. It's not by observation, but it's within you. What a precious thing that is, that we can come, as our brother prayed, and just feel no stress and feel the peace of God as we come together as like-minded children of God, that we all focus on that one beautiful thing called love. And brothers and sisters, God is love. That's what the scriptures tell us. It's such a magnificent thing that I don't see how any get by in this life without seeing the love of God in their everyday lives. It's such a precious thing to have and know that God chose a people unto Himself that He might bless and He might take their sins away. Jesus Christ came to save His people from their sins. You know, the first chapter of Hebrews says that God, in sundry times and in diverse manners, spoke to the fathers by the prophets. We see that in the Old Testament. I always have to go to Isaiah when I'm thinking about Jesus in this time of the year. That 700, and by profane history, 742 years before Christ was born, the year that King Uzziah died, we find in the scriptures, is the way that we date it, that he talks about Jesus Christ. and the prophecy of Jesus. Let me go into the 7th chapter of Isaiah. Just think about this. What God, through the prophet of Isaiah, is telling you and I today. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not speak, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will ye weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now just think how that God spoke these words into existence and spoke the world into existence. Jesus Christ himself. Butter and honey shall he eat, and he that may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. That goes directly into the New Testament. We see in the first chapter of Matthew, we see the genealogy of Jesus, all explained starting in the New Testament. And it's down the line to Joseph. A lot of times we think of Joseph as just the carpenter. Yes, he was, but are you a carpenter's son? You can look at Joseph as a type of the father. I was talking to a real good friend of mine yesterday, Elder Terry Roach, and he told me and gave me an insight into Joseph. Before, I'd always just kind of passed over Joseph and thought about that which was conceived in her of the Holy Ghost, Mary, Jesus. But you can look at Joseph as kind of a type of the Father. It's interesting. I asked him on the phone, I said, Brother Terry, did you come up with that all by yourself, or did you hear that for somebody else? And he wrote me back and says, I can't believe you asked me that. He said, yeah, the Lord gave me this. How precious it is. We like to kid with one another. And we like to share with one another what we get from the Lord and how He blesses each and every one of us. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Because there's so many things in these scriptures that you just pass over. And then the scripture says, and they shall all be taught of God. That's where it comes from, my dear friends. My precious, wonderful friends. That's where it comes from. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, and whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. This is the first chapter of Matthew, 17th verse. So the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David unto the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, is not God the Father a just God? And not willing to make her a public example, God the Father has hidden our sins, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Is there not a new man conceived in you of the Holy Ghost? Think about the way this works, brothers and sisters. Think about that Jesus Christ, the firstborn among many brethren, of whom you are. The firstborn of many brethren. Think about that example that we have in Jesus Christ. It's a precious, precious thing. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. That tells us he has a people. Save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, think about what Isaiah said, that God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spoke unto you by the unto the fathers through the prophets. Behold, a virgin shall be with child. What did we just read in Isaiah? Think about this, brothers and sisters. It's a wonderful thing. It's not any type of just happenstance. This is God's word we're reading here. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. That was our Savior, Jesus Christ. God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took him unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That's why we're here, brothers and sisters. The birth of Jesus Christ. This time of the year is such a wonderful time that we think upon the birth of Jesus. That thing that started within us as a new creature. How that Jesus lives with you and in you. In Him we live and move and have our being. That's our Savior, Jesus Christ. You get double for your sins, is what it says back in the old scriptures. Not only has he forgiven your sins, but it's Jesus lives with you. Isn't that a precious thing? A way to guide you. Let me go back over to that first chapter in Hebrews. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. We just saw an example of that. The old scripture is full of Jesus and Emmanuel and our wonderful priest, prophet, and king. It's all throughout the scriptures, brothers and sisters. And it comes alive in the New Testament. I will put my law in their inward parts. I will put my law in their minds. God, who at sundry times in a diverse manner spake in the time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Do you hear Jesus? Do you feel Jesus? Jesus is in you. Jesus is with you. Jesus is by you. It's all about Jesus. brothers and sisters. It's all about that firstborn among many brethren. The example that we have in our lives. The reason for our existence. He says, without me you can do nothing. Herein is my Father glorified, he says, that you bear much fruit. Are you letting your light shine as you walk in this life? Are you bearing much fruit? Are you showing the world that, oh, how I love Jesus? Is it contagious between one another? Do we lift his name? Is he exalted? How precious it is to know Jesus Christ. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Listen to what he says here. By whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. Underline that. It's not a preacher that saved you from your sins. It's not another person. It is Jesus Christ by himself. Saved you from your sins. Purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Our Jesus Christ sits on the throne next to God the Father. And he is our intercessor. God sees us without sin because he looks at us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't it a wonderful thing? Sometimes I feel so worthless. I look at the things that I have done in my life, the things that I have thought in my life. I am a poor, wicked sinner, brothers and sisters. I know that my Jesus Christ and God above has saved me from that wickedness. Has saved me from that vile part of my natural mind and my natural man. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Neither indeed can be. It's just opposite. We must depend on the new creature, his seed that is in us. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. An inheritance. Did you know? Did you realize? Do you feel that you have the same inheritance as Jesus Christ, as the Son of God? Oh, what an abundant mercy and grace that is. The same inheritance as Jesus Christ himself. Eternal life. To live forever and ever with that one that is called love. God is love. Thou art for unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Think of yourself there as Jesus Christ, as an inheritance after Jesus Christ. Are you a son of God? Are you his? Pardon me. It's a good thing to think about that. Being one of God's children in this life. Never to be plucked from his hand. Never. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, the first begotten in this world, the first begotten among many brethren. Think about that. And let all the angels of God worship him. And the angels, he saith, who maketh his angel spirits and his minister a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he saith, this is how God loves you, as he loved Jesus Christ, because of Jesus Christ. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Jesus has a kingdom here on this earth. It is not here, it's not there. It's not low here or low there, but it is within you. It is the kingdom of heaven. It is within you. It's the preciousness that we share with one another. It's the kingdom of heaven that we can experience in this world. Our brother said we should be the happiest people on earth. Yes, we should. Happy is he that has the Lord for his God. What a precious thing that is. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. That's our Jesus Christ. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of... Pardon me. With the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, just as you shall be changed. You'll be changed likening unto him when this old mortal body returns to dust. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Put yourself in there with Jesus Christ, because you are in him and he in you. And Jesus prayed the Father that they, which is all of us, shall be one as he and the Father are one. That's what he wants. He wants us to think about the good things. He wants us to keep the the wonders of his love on our mind. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Do we heed what we have heard? Lest at any time we should let them slip. Let me go over into 2 Corinthians and talk about this rebirth. Ye must be born again. That's what it says in the third chapter of John. Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou canst not tell from whence it come, whether it go. Such is every one that is born of the Spirit, can hear the sound thereof. Therefore, this is the 17th verse of the second chapter of Corinthians, in the fifth chapter, 17th verse, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." You are a new creature by your rebirth. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Think about that as this old year passes into a new year. You have a wonderful life in Christ to look toward, to follow, to be with that one that is love throughout every minute of your life. The scriptures tell us that the violent take it by force. If that's what we have to do to put off that old man, then that's what we need to do. The violent take it by force. Yes, it's a battle that we have. Yes, each and every one of us has that battle each and every day. Take off the old man. Put on the new man. It's something you can do. Ye have the mind of Christ. It's what the scriptures tell us. We need to use that mind. We need to use the help that Jesus gives us. We need to follow His examples. He is our example in everything that we do. "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them." As if you had no sin. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ has done for you. "And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." Has Jesus Christ done anything for you? Think about that, brothers and sisters. He laid down His life for you, that you may have that eternal life, that you might understand His kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, that you might have the good things in this life, that you might have a reason for existence, that you might be able to follow that what is good and lovely and of good report. It is a precious, precious thing that we should not look over in our lives. We've got to concentrate in it. We've got to take it by force. It's there, brothers and sisters. Grab hold of it. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Reconciled to God. "For He hath made Him to be sin for us." That's what God did to His only begotten Son. He made Him sin for us. All the sins that we have were laid upon Him and nailed to the cross. "For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin." He walked this earth as a perfect man. Yes, He was a man. He was 100% man and 100% God. I know it's hard for us to understand that, but there are so many treasures and wonders in this book that we are to continue to pray, believing. Do you pray? Are you praying, believing? Or are you just uttering words? You're not touching His heart, His mind, His ears, unless you are praying, believing that he will bring it to pass. And he does. Prayer is such a powerful thing. It's such a wonderful thing. Pray believing. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The righteousness of God in Christ. God sees you through Christ as righteous. Without him, no, there's none righteous. Not one. Think about this. In the book of Colossians. Take it in your heart. Realize that it's all about Jesus Christ and your heavenly Father. Hallowed be thy name. Think about these things in the third chapter of Colossians. If ye then be risen with Christ, yes, you were risen with Christ. Seek those things which are above. We don't seek the carnal things. We seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. If you are setting your mind on the things of the earth, you're destined to destroy your own mind and your own soul. Think on the good things. Think on those things that are higher. Look towards heaven and God above. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Think about these things, brothers and sisters. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. These are the bad things, not the good things that Jesus Christ has taught us. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Yes, he does correct us, doesn't he? In the which ye also walked sometimes when you lived in them. I hate to even look at my past sometimes. I see the way that I walked in the things of this world. But when Jesus Christ's light in you shines, it's a whole new thing. All things are become new. Is that precious? What a wonderful thing that is. In the which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them, but now, think of this, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. See that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Think about this. Take it home. Look at yourself in the mirror every morning and say, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man. That's our responsibility, our obedience to God, that we walk in these things. If you live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. Listen to what he says. It is renewed in knowledge. Bring back remembrance to you. He will bring it. In knowledge after the image of him that created him. where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Cenobitican, bond nor not free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore. These are exclamative points that the Apostle Paul, given by God, is putting forth to us. It's what we need to do. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Yes, He chose you. You have not chosen Him. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another. Excuse me. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Do we do that in our daily lives? If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. This is the way we live. And above all these things, think about this and read the 13th chapter. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Charity, that love of God that flows through you to another. How precious it is that we have a wonderful thing like that. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. My dear brothers and sisters, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. It's the most wonderful thing, the most precious thing that you will ever experience in this mortal life is the peace of God. Let it rule in your hearts. How wonderful of God do we have? What manner of love that He has bestowed upon us. How wonderful it is to have a Savior. How wonderful it is to have His Word. How wonderful it is to have one another that we can share this love. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Are you thankful through all your trials and tribulations? Are you thankful to God for all the things that He's given you? I was feeling so wonderful because I had an anticipation of coming. Me and my granddaughter Alexis driving up to meet with those and with Jesus Christ. And looking out across His creation, seeing the wonders of His love out in everything He does. I had a little maple leaf that I put in my Bible several years ago. I flipped over and it fell out. I saw the intricacies of the love of God in a little leaf. We see it in the small things. We see it in the large thing. We see God is everywhere. The mountains, the trees, the love, the eyes of your brothers and sisters. God is everything to us, brothers and sisters. It's a precious, precious thing what we have. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, think about this. Do you say things and then do you do them? And whatsoever you do in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do it for His sake. Raise Him up. He's our everything. He's our all in all. He's the reason. Yes, He's the reason for the season. He's the reason for you to exist in this life, to glorify the Father. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. What has Jesus done for you, my dear brothers and sisters? Take this into your new year, my dear friends. Look toward Jesus. Think on the good things. Whatsoever be true, whatsoever be just, whatsoever be of good report. Think on these things. Think on the good things. Think on Jesus, our Savior. Yes, He's with us. He's in the midst of us. You can feel Him in your hearts. You know He's here. You know that He is with you. He loves you, will never forsake you in an eternal sense. God bless each and every one of you is my prayer. Have a wonderful week and a good new year. And Brother Gary, we love you so.